Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and good morning to you, Neil.
Good morning.
Last show of the year today, so we're so glad that everyone that's waiting in the queue could join us today. I want to let all of you know that we will be getting to your calls shortly, but we do take callers at about 15 minutes after our show begins because we discuss our topic before, and I noticed that our topic, the essential questions of existence, is missing a missing an E in the show title. So I apologize for that typo, everyone. My haste to get the show going today, I made that typographical error. For those of you who have not already done so, we invite you to join us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Follow our show. Follow us on Facebook. Send us a friend request. Like Neil Baker Psychic. And if you'd like further conversation, 562-596-7818. That's further conversation beyond what the radio show will allow. But yesterday, Neil, we were talking about cellular memory and the fact that our cells store our past life experiences within them. And also discussing the third eye, and how that is a map for all of our existences on the planet and beyond the planet.
Yeah. Well, that's just the whole point. So we tend to get so wrapped up in our linear life in this lifetime, even though we tend to say, well, maybe we had past lives and that was this one, that was a past life and things like that, that we forget that we are not a body that occupies a spirit or a soul. We are a soul that is temporarily occupying a body. Now, that body that we temporarily occupy has a linear code in it. That's our birth date. That signifies our linear code and who we are, the first breath, the last breath of this physical life. But it's just a piece of the entire fabric of our whole total existence, which involves everything we've ever done in that soul evolution, our past lives, and don't forget the journeys between past lives where we go to certain tribunals and energy fields in the astral realm where our souls are constantly fed information and gather energy so that we can come back to the earth and manifest that zone of existence by which we further develop our spirit. So when we're talking about the idea of existence, we're not talking about the idea of existence in terms of the immediate existence of the physical body, which has a beginning and an end. And if you think if our immediate existence has a beginning and an end, then it can't be existence. It's only temporary existence.
Right.
It's only a breath.
Doesn't our real life begin after we're done with the physical body? Isn't that one true existence? I mean, we exist, but that's the richness of existence in our afterlife.
Well, it brings existence up to an eternal level. We're in a linear world right now. We're in a world that has birth and death in it. When we talk about what is beyond death, transfiguration, transformation, transcending into that higher zone whereby we connect with our soul and our spirit, and our bodies are not occupying the stage right now. It's our soul and our spirit gravitating towards the fruits of the Spirit, which are going to be basically on a baseline the emotions, love, compassion, understanding, that conceptual energy. The awareness of existence, I think, is very important here, because when we think about the awareness of existence, we tend in our bodies to think, oh, the awareness of existence, well, you know, I like to do this, I like to do that, I'm alive, I breathe, I'm healthy. We don't really get into the concept. I mean, I'm sure there are people that do, but most of us don't get into the concept of what existence is beyond the body. We tend to think, oh, well, we'll go to heaven, or maybe we're more agnostic and we don't know, or maybe we're downright, we don't believe in God and it's just what it is. But if we get into the higher realm of what existence is, what it really is, then we're getting to the whole bigger, broad landscape, if you will, of the attitude of where we go beyond the planet. And that has nothing to do with the Earth. This is about the elements of the astral realm. That's the first stage, the elements of the astral realm. When you're a little baby, the elements of your life are basically the bedroom. Your mother's breast, you're just basically
your
in a
diaper.
Home. You know, if you go outside, you might have some glimpses, but you really don't have a sure comprehension of what the outside world is. So your immediate situation is within the fabric
the confines of the
household.
Right.
When we are in the physical state, our immediate concerns are with the Earth. When we venture out beyond the Earth, we really have little concept of what that environment is, just like a baby would know how to operate in a home, outside of the home. But that's where really life begins. If life really begins outside of the home, where we branch out as adults and we start to lead our lives, the real world really begins outside of the Earth. That's where the eternity, the aspect of existence really stands most evident.
And the birth date code, I don't want to get too much into the birth date code, Neil, but the birth date code will indicate whether a person is going to be more locked into their karma, which means their life on the Earth, or have an opportunity for more transcendent energy and a connection to their past lives, to their eternal self, their spirit,
that's why we're writing this book. To learn how to read your birthday code. Your birthday code is just not derived by getting a master number and then seeking out a profile,
a personality
sketch. That has nothing to do with the true depth of numerology. And the individual birthday numbers are either being activated or they're not being activated. They're either active
or they're stationary or dormant.
So those energies of those numbers are, of course, significantly involved with chakras and attitudes of the Earth or attitudes of sexuality,
right,
or creativity, whatever the number is, and the relation that the number has with the other numbers around it. And then there's the karmic element to consider, how many years of karma you have on the Earth. I mean, immediate depths of karma. And then, of course, how you transcend beyond the karma of what you've come down to meet. Because don't forget, we're coming down in conflict. Most of us come down with a sense of conflict. And that conflict begins as soon as we are conceived. That's when the conflict begins. Not when we were born, when we're conceived. We either have loving parents during conception, or we have a broken up family, or we have someone that's going to abuse us in the first 2 years of life. I mean, it's preconceived. There's no
the conditions
really,
of karma, you're saying, are preconceived. You're set as far as those what you come into the Earth with.
What you come
family,
with.
Money. The first chakra.
All of that. And guess what? We are responsible. We carry that story forward, so we set the stage before we get here. And to make matters more complicated, our parents, our grandparents, the lineage of our family is all interconnected. So it's so vast that it's our finite minds. Our brains can't handle the load of information of what it takes to analyze all of this. But what we can do is take a piece of it and start to work with it slowly and significantly, like in the terms of the birth date and understanding the codes and studying that, which is a life study, really. Because as long as you're living, your code is active and your numbers are interconnected. They can, your numbers can lift up literally out of the pages of your birth date and become active energy fields. So, and all of this is interchangeable. And then, oh my God, but then when you, and when you have a relationship with somebody, now the numbers are intermingling. And if those numbers intermingling with past life significance, it becomes even more complicated, more or less the idea that the numbers are intermingling with transcendent energy in mind, because not everybody we meet is going to be transcendent. Some of it's just to release karmic debt. So when we, you know, and but this is even this is talking about the clothing of existence. But what is the essence of existence? Who are you? What, who are we as people on the planet? What responsibility do we hold? And what is our connection to the source, to God?
Right, and we become closer to that as we start to reduce the density of our karma, which is very, very dense. I mean, it is extremely difficult to get through, and it is more difficult than other for some than others because of whatever past life experiences, what limitations the birth date code has, what, you know.
Yeah, you put
circumstances
it, you put it very correctly.
Befalling
when you transcend the density of your karma, you are getting more into the attitude of soul and spirit, because the density of karma is going to be, well, it's connected to soul and spirit, but it's basically bodily energy.
And I think what's really tricky is when you reactivate karma, you may be in a transcendent phase of your life or moving towards transcendence, but it's you have to be very careful not to reactivate old patterns, because if you go back into that karma, then you just create more work for yourself in getting back to that movement towards transcendent energy.
That's right. I mean, our challenges are going to be very evident to us. We will see our challenges, whether they're in relationships or whether they're in job or home, making money, developing your career. You'll see exactly where the conflicts are. And those conflicts are intermingled with certain aspects of karma, in terms of what your past lives produced and how you, what you did in a past life to produce a conflict. And the fact that we're coming back, that we're all on the planet, promotes the idea that, well, we still have karma to deal with. We're not done with the earth yet. Except if, you know, if you believe that the earth is just a thing in and of itself and there's nothing beyond here, well, then you probably aren't listening to our show. But if you believe that there's something beyond the planet and that we can start to have dialogue with angels and guides and spirits, we can get out of our body, we can release our physical body and move into the astral realm and astral travel and visit some of our past lives, visit some of our guides and spirits that have helped and assisted us throughout time and space, then you begin the broader dialogue of what the existence forces and what the sources of existence, which is a sheer energy field. They say that existence is energy. And the more that we get out of our body, the more that we lose the characteristics of what the body is. Existence isn't a mouth. It isn't a taste bud. It isn't what we see. Existence is a form of energy that is almost incomprehensible, because it's beyond the capacity of the brain to understand what existence is in a conscious form. We look at energy like electricity, but if we put the essence of consciousness into electricity, then we have a different kind of energy that we're dealing with, and that's the energy that we're trying to transcend towards.
Okay, Neil, we've got a lot of callers, and we should probably start taking them. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
All right, and perhaps we can spend a little more time talking if we finish up early with them. Let's see. 646 is our first. Are you there? 646. Oh, boy. I'm having a problem with the switchboard here, Neil. Our internet connection is not good today.
Can they hear us?
I believe they can hear us because we're connected by phone, but because I have something's wrong with that router. Let me try again to bring this caller on. 646.
Yes, I'm here.
That worked. Hi, who's this?
This is Tony. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Okay, Tony. Where are you calling from? What's your birth date?
New York, 6:30.
And a year?
75.
All right. And okay. What is your question, Tony?
I was just looking to see what was coming up on the horizon career-wise.
Okay.
Okay, what's coming up on the horizon career-wise? I want to ask you something, Tony. Have you been involved recently with any form of real estate, home, anything with habitation in terms of your living situation?
Not when you say real estate, I'm assuming you mean financially, correct?
Yeah, I mean, are you wanting to buy your own property? Do you own your own property? Are you thinking about the future about owning your own property if you don't at this point?
I mean, yeah, in the future, but that wasn't pretty much my immediate.
Tony, Neil's working on a path of vibration, so you may think that this doesn't pertain to your questions, but
okay.
He's working with vibrational energy. So if you would just finally answer his questions.
Yeah, what's going on, Tony, is that the prospect of what I see you getting is I see you having your own property. So what I'm getting when I'm reading you is that you're going to be owning your own property, whether it's a condo or a townhouse or something like that. But it also has to do with your job situation. Now, in your lifetime, have you ever held down two jobs at once?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and what were those two jobs?
I worked at a school, basically doing tutorial stuff, and I worked at a security company at some point.
Okay. So, yeah, and you were kind of doing it at the same time, maybe moonlighting a little bit. Well, Tony, I have a feeling that there's going to be something coming up. You're 40 years old. You had a change in life at the age of 31, which would have been 2006.
Right.
That there should have been a change in there. Was there a job change in there, a move change around that time?
Yeah, there was there was definitely a move change at that time.
There was a move change?
Yes.
Location change.
Yeah. You see, Tony, you're going to be, I mean, if it's your dream to have your own, to own your own property, I mean, I know you're 40 and it sounds like you're maybe renting, but I have a feeling that when you are, let's see, when you're probably 44, you're going to be having your own property. Something's going to come up in your life that's going to be different. Also, I'm seeing a romantic situation. So in the last 2 years, have you broken up with anybody?
I wouldn't say no. No. Mm-mm.
Are you in a relationship now?
Yeah.
And so how long have you been in this relationship?
About a year.
Yeah. Okay. So about 2 years ago. So a year prior to you being in this relationship is how I'm tracing your relationship pattern. Are you very much in love with this person?
Yes.
So what's going to happen, Tony, is I'm seeing some good things going on. So that's good news. So number one, I see you having your own property. And number two, if you're not already, you may be married coming up.
Okay.
Are you open to that idea?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what I'm seeing is a marriage coming up that's probably, you see, what's going to happen with you, Tony, is between now 40 and 44, I think you're going to get married and you're going to have property. You're going to own your own place. That's what I think.
Okay, gotcha.
And do you have a brother?
Yes, I do.
And is that brother, now that brother, has that brother been in any accidents, to your knowledge? Any driving accidents, anything where he got hurt throughout his lifetime?
I think it was an accident playing sports.
Yeah. Okay, so, and does he have children?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, why am I seeing, why do I see children around you, though? No other, you don't have a nephew or a niece?
I do.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. So there's children around you. So you have a sister?
Yes.
And your sister? What's that?
No, so yeah.
So you have a sister?
And I have a niece. Uh-huh.
It's difficult to hear you. Could you say that again, slowly?
I said I have a niece. My sister and a daughter.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, these are quick readings, Tony. Listen, what I'm seeing for you is good news. Good news for you, Tony. I see you eventually owning something that you live in. So that's going to come up. You may not think it now, but I'm looking beyond your curtain where you can see things. And I think you're going to get married. If you two are very much in love, I think this is all going to happen within a 4-year period.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's where we start off.
All right, Tony.
Thank you
for your call.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Happy New Year. You're welcome. Okay. And Tony can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio and also on Facebook, Twitter, and you can reach Neil 562-596-7818 for further conversation. He's in his 10th cycle of 4 right now. He just began it, right?
He's in his 10th cycle of 4, and he's got some good things going on. You know, I mean, some of these things are contingent on a person's energy and attitude, because you have to have this kind of active, assertive zone. But if you click into that, then the vibration that I'm getting will come to pass. I mean, people can sabotage. The worst part about doing readings is when I see that people sabotage their energies, you know, through whatever means.
Right.
And that's not something that I can take responsibility for. I mean, anyone can screw up their energy and produce new karma. That's why we're down here anyways. But given that you don't do those things, the attitude of getting through and fulfilling a vision is more accurate.
Okay. 952 is our next. And thank you to everybody that's in the queue, because they're very patient and keeping their place, which is helpful. So everybody will be getting a reading. I think I'll let everybody know what their order is. 952 is next. 505 is the second, 443, and then 336. That is the order. And everybody, as I said, will be getting to connect for a reading here. Good morning, 952. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Julie.
Hi, Julie. Julie, where are you calling from, and what is your birth date? Hi.
Well, I'm from Minnesota, and I had a question for the birth date. If it's regarding my daughter, can I give her a birth date?
We probably want to get yours and hers, but yes, of course, we can give you both. Hers? Take both. So what's yours and what's hers?
12/15/57, mine. Hers is 6/1/91.
91,
5, 6, 7, 8,
9, 10, and 12. 31/4. And your daughter, 17, 27, 9.
Okay, and what's the question?
What's the question?
The question is, I'm watching her go through a difficult period of her life at 24 now. When she was 16 to 23, she was dating a person, the only person she ever dated, and talk of marriage and things, and a little over a year ago just walked away, and just wondering what you see for her in this 2015.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's been a lot of mudslinging, so.
Between the two of you? You two are fighting?
No, between
I'm sorry. No, the
between the ex.
I run into his, he doesn't talk to her, but if I run into his family, they'll be judging my daughter and saying she did this and this and this, and it's like right in the middle of a store at Christmas time. So it's been over a year. So, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, your daughter is 24, and your daughter, Julie, is going through a karmic energy until she's 27, which is when she'll make a break in life, and probably, 27, probably right around there. If she hasn't already met the person of her dream, she will, and be married. So I don't think that it's going to happen. My guess is it won't happen before the age of 27, but that upon reaching 27, she's going to be a whole different person, and I see kids and, you know, nice things going on for you and for her. So I see happiness going on in there in some considerable manner. Now, the other thing I'm getting, where is there Catholicism? Where is the Catholic zone going on? Is there anything like that around you?
Oh, I'm Catholic.
Oh, okay. So
my mother was a devout Catholic.
Yeah, that's why I'm getting the vibe. So I'm getting that vibe, Julian. I don't know you, so I'm getting that vibe over the phone about you. And so that's my validation that we've got some good ideas in store for us. The thing about your daughter is, you see, she meeting this guy, it was karma, and they had to go through a karmic element. And even though they went through it for some time, approximately 7 years, you know, her first numbers are 6 and 1. That's a 7. And there's a reason for that, because she had a karmic element with him. And so after the 7-year duration, it's over. Now, her master number is 9. So that means when she's 24, when she's 26, she's probably going to meet this guy. And I think that this will all pass. I think you should just let go of this and not hold on to it. It's a karmic situation. It's run its course. It's now, at this point, it's toxic. Somebody had a depression sleeping kind of sickness. Is there any depression in the family or anyone who had a sleeping kind of apathetic time, or they were bedridden, anything like that in your immediate history?
Yes, my mother-in-law, just who passed away in September, that was not depression, but she went through, she was in a coma at the end, but I can't think of anything else. My dad.
Well, no, that's it. That's it, Julie, because the readings are really fast, so I'm getting vibration like I'm looking at billboard signs on a freeway. I'm getting fleeting images. And so what I think with you is, you know, love your daughter, stay close, to try to have the deeper understanding about life. She's going to be happy. She's going to be married. I think it's going to be about a 2-year zone. Release from this other guy. There's a name David coming in. I don't know where David is existing yet. Is there any David around you?
I just have a brother, David, but I don't know who she hasn't.
That
no,
would
no,
be
no.
it.
She's,
that would be it.
That's it, Julie, because I'm, like I said, I'm collecting seashells here, okay? So David comes to your brother. So it's just validations that I'm collecting. You know, I'm doing these radio readings. We're doing them as a service, and they're not meant to be in-depth readings. They're just what we offer people briefly, because we have so many callers, so they have a touch of what energy is and how to do a reading and how it feels. But, you know, I see some good things coming in for you, Julie. So hang in there. Go back and listen to the archives. Like us if you can, and support our show. And if you want, you know, continue to connect.
Okay. How do you get to the archives? I don't even.
Oh, you. I don't know how you're connecting by phone today, but how did you find our show?
Through Multi Perspectives, and it goes into live, and it tells us the shows that comes on.
Okay, so you went directly to the Blog Talk Radio site. What you do is click on the profile, so there's the live show broadcasting, but above it is our profile name, which is the Neil Baker Psychic Hour, I believe. You would click on that, and then we have, I believe there's like 350-something hours of archives. We've been doing the show since 2012, so there's all the archives are there, and this show will be at the top, so you can review it.
Okay.
Well, okay,
thank
Julie,
you.
Thank
both
you so,
so
much.
Much. Thank you. Bye.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And, you know, a lot of times, well, we met on a radio show, Neil, and I probably was one of the worst in terms of, I think you asked me about a change, and I was just silent. And so sometimes when you're in the intensity of the moment of getting a reading, sometimes the validations that are coming through, you know, people don't connect with them, but you have to dig deep because the validations do lead to answers to the actual questions.
Yeah,
so,
it's true. You need a shovel to get in there and have immediate access to all things.
Yeah. Okay. 505 is next, 443, and then 336. We have 28 minutes. Neil.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi. Who's
this? Hi, this is Patricia.
Oh, Patricia, hi. It's been a long time.
I know.
And
I want to connect with you today. Thank you.
You're welcome. I think you're a 9 master number, but I'm not remembering exactly the birth date. April.
It's 12463. I believe it's an 8 master.
Oh, an 8. 4567.
What is it?
17 and 9.
January what?
12463. 4567. 17 and 9.
26. 8.
Oh, yeah. 8. I knew it was an upper master number, 8 or 9, but anyway, I was close. What's going on, Patricia?
Well, I just want to know what my timeline is. I'm like starting to think about whether or not I want to move from this area into a different home. And then I'm thinking about my career. I feel changes are coming around.
Well, the reason you feel changes is because your master number is 26 and you're 52 and you have gone through now a whole cycle, second cycle of your master number years. Remember, 26, and now another 26 is 52. So now that you're at the age of 52, almost reaching the age of 53, you're going to go through changes. And the move that you want to make is because there's another area of the planet that's calling you for new energy, new life, new relationships, that kind of thing. And your career will expand in such a way, it will move in such a way that it will accommodate the move itself. So your career will go with it. Also, do you have an animal that you would, if you did move, would you have to bring an animal with you?
I don't have animals right now, but I did have birds, and they all passed.
Oh.
Oh, so you had birds, pet birds, and they all just passed.
Yeah,
well,
my last bird passed here in this house.
Yeah. And so I'm picking up on that energy. You see, because they passed because there's an energy that that they're passing because they wouldn't have been able to handle the move, but you're going to be probably acquiring either after the move or right before the new move another animal. You have, is birds your only interest in animals? Do you ever have you don't want to have a cat.
No.
I'm really not interested in domesticated animals. I take care of the wildlife, and I have a really good connection with them, the wildlife. I'm not in a position to care for a domestic animal.
You're
again.
Not in a position to care for. Yeah, got it. I understand. What's going to happen in your move is that where you move to, you're going to befriend a wild dog. The dog won't, I don't think the dog will live with you, but there's going to be an animal move with you. You see, you're a lover of wildlife, and Kristen and I love wildlife. We love birds, too. We have bird friends that come and visit us all the time. So we're into that. But what you're going to have, believe it or not, you're meant to connect with the wildlife. So you're going to have, it's going to be a wild dog. There's going to be some kind of wild dog in the place where you're going to be moving to eventually. The move may occur in May. Is there any May month in your life? Anybody in your family? Is there any May significance at this point?
Well, that was when my first marriage was in May 30th.
Yeah. So your first marriage was in May 30th, and you see the marriage at that time, that was a celebration. That it doesn't matter. I'm not talking about how it turned out, but your first marriage, that's your first energy. That's the first sign that you're alive and growing. You're a female. You're an adult. You're starting a new life. Well, that marriage that I got in May is now, let's move it over to the new May in your life, because the new May in your life signifies a new marriage. the marriage you have with the planet, with your energy, with your transcendence. And so I think that's going to play a real strong part in this new attitude of 2016 for you. There's also somebody named Mark in your past life, in your past. Did you ever know a Mark?
I don't now, but maybe he's coming.
But you did. Did you know a Mark?
Not that I can remember at the top of my head.
Okay.
Okay. So Mark, this person that's going to come into your life, Patricia, is from a past life. Are you single right now?
Yes.
Do you have any ambition or desire to be in a relationship again?
Oh, yes, absolutely, if this one is the right one. Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. This Mark, you know, he's a past life, but he's because I'm pulling him out of a past life, and I thought maybe you had already known him, but he goes back to a past life. He's gonna reenter, so you've got to look for a Mark. A Mark is going to come into your life, and I'll tell you something. Did you know anyone that was involved in stocks? I like to play the stock market. Anyone in your life ever?
No, not really. No.
Okay, so this mark will have something to do with that, Patricia.
Okay, Patricia, well, thanks for connecting. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you, and I wanted to give you confirmation that my sister Nancy is fine. Quite a while back you had mentioned, because she's in a nursing home, and I had a question about her relocation, but she's fine because you told me that her angels were going to set everything straight, and it did happen, so I want to thank you very much for that.
Oh, great. Thanks for letting us know.
Great.
That's
good. And many blessings to you for this 2016. You have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You're welcome. You too. All right. 443 is our next. Always good to hear validation. Hi there.
Hi, it's Kathy. Hi.
Kathy. Hi.
12/13/1953.
1353. And is that Kathy with a K or a C?
K-A-T-H-I-E.
Ah, okay. Took me a minute. Kathy, what's your question?
My question is about my spiritual journey for next year.
Okay, good question coming from a 25-7.
Well, Kathy, your spiritual journey you're obligated to work in the spirit because your master number is 7, and that's the 7th chakra. So you have an obligation to work in the spirit. Now that's coming because your past life spiritual life was broken up. It was a broken up 7. You know why? 3-1-2-1. That's a broken up 7. 3+1+2+1. So your spirituality in your past lives was broken up due to your ego and relationships and concerns with the earth. It just got in the way of you being purely spiritual and reminding yourself that life on the planet is to be a spiritual life. Well, what happened was in your past lives, that was overwhelmed by the conditions of your life. So what you've done is you've come back to to restructure the spirituality of your life once you get through your karma. And as you're getting through your karma, you're 64 already, and you're
62. 62.
Oh, 60. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so you're 62. An error in the age, thank goodness it doesn't disturb the reading that much. What I was going to say was when you enter your 63rd year, you will have gone through 9 cycles of 7. When you enter your 63rd year, you will have gone through 9 cycles of 7. And 9 is embedded in your 1953. That's 5 and 3 and 1, because a 19 is a 10 or a 1. So when you reach 63, your spiritual energy is going to really take off. So we've got about a year for you to start to prepare for this. So I would advise you to start reading up more on spirituality, and all the aspects of spirituality, understand the chakra system, understand what the elements of the spirit are and the soul as opposed to the body.
I've been doing it for 5 years now.
Okay, so you've been doing it for 5 years. You're master number 7, and that's where we get to 64. Because when you are 64, you will have been doing it for 7 years. So now I can come back and validate the age of 64. Now, between the age of 63 and 64, 64 being when you have been studying this for 7 years, there's going to be a great expansion of your mind. And you're probably, I have a feeling, Kathy, that you might even be involved in conversing with angels and spirits. I mean, it might get a little bit supernatural for you, but that's okay because your chakra system will be intense enough for you to perceive messages. So there's some good things coming up. And there's somebody from the other side that you'll get in touch with. I don't know, have you had any siblings cross over?
No. My father.
Your father, did he have siblings?
And my mother does too.
Uh-huh. Well, the attitude that your father, your mother, there may be some conversation that you may have start to arrange with them from the other side so they could come in through dreams and stuff like that. And there may be some extended family members. That doesn't always happen. We tend to think that our family members are always going to contact us. But that, I mean, it happens. But when you get into the astral realm, the whole dynamic changes in relation to what the earth is about. But in your case, I think you're going to be contacted by your parents.
Well, my father, thank you.
What were you going to say? I'm sorry. Go ahead with what you're
saying. My mother's still here, but my father's not.
Okay, but you're even speaking about in the future when she enters the astral realm that there will be a connection between the family.
Oh, yeah. Because she, you know why? She wants to go big time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Kathy. Well, we appreciate your call. And if you'd follow us here on Blog Talk Radio or join us on Facebook, we'd really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right, 336 and 404 are our last two callers. 336 is first. Thanks for being patient. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dale, and I am calling from Washington, D.C. at this moment. And,
okay.
My birthday is September 10, 1964.
And are you from D.C. or are you just...
No, I'm using family here, my son.
Okay. Where do you live normally, Dale?
North Carolina.
And what's your question?
My question is, it's about a spiritual soulmate from, I know I'm like the other lady that called in just before. I feel there's some changes coming within the love life, finance, and in my family. And just trying to see, what Neil gets... You know, anything changing coming into, this new year coming in with that. And, with my sons, too, as well. They were grown, but, I'm a mother. I'm just concerned about some things in their life about love and finance. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, first of all, you had a change at the age of 30, did you not, Dale?
Yes, I did.
What happened at the age of 30?
Oh, wow, a lot of good things. A new career, I got a home, a lot of good things happened. It was a turning point for me.
Yeah, because your karmic change was occurring then. And so around that time, that's where that occurred, 9, 10, 20, 30. So hold on just one second. Around that time, that's where a lot of your changes occurred. And hold on.
Okay.
Is there a problem?
No, go ahead.
A lot of changes occurred at that time. And so right now we're looking at this is about 20 years thereafter, and you're 51. Your master number is 3, so you've gone through 7 cycles since then. So I have a feeling, well, there's going to be a, somehow, I don't know, has there already been a marriage with one of your sons? Are you a grandmother yet?
No, I'm not a grandmother, and it is a marriage, but it's with my millisome, but the marriage is not working out at this moment.
And they have no children?
No.
Well, what I'm getting, Dale, their marriage isn't working out. But what I'm getting in your lifetime, you become a grandmother. Is that something you desire? Is that something you're looking forward to?
Well, yes. I mean, that was one of my first prep. You know, yeah. I always wanted to be a grandmother with three sons. You would think, but none yet.
Yeah.
So,
well.
But.
Well, Dale, I felt you had three sons. I mean, that was my, when you said my sons, I felt you had three sons, not two, but three. So there's going to be some, there's going to be, you know, you're 51, you're not that old. And I think you're going to be end up being a grandmother. So I think there's going to be something. Are any of your children 28, 29 years old at this point?
Yes, the youngest one is 29.
Yeah. Now, does he at this point in time have any immediate desire to want to get married? Does he seem to be that kind of a guy?
Very strong. He's the one who definitely wants to be married and have children and all this, but he hasn't found the right person.
Well, he will. He will, Dale. So what I can tell you in this brief reading is that I think he's going to get married. He'll have children. It will be a great time. You'll be a grandmother, and that's what I project for your future. You're 51 years old, so, you know, we're kind of in the zone of it happening kind of maybe not too long from now. So hold your breath. It's coming up.
Okay. Dale, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, our last caller, Neil 404. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. Hi, it's Linda.
Hi, Linda. Linda, where are you calling
from? I'm calling from Atlanta. And my birth date is 11/21/57. And my question is...
11/21/57?
11/21/57. My question is about a relationship that just ended that I thought was a good relationship or a soulful connection, and so I'm just trying to get some insight about what happened here.
Okay, and do you have that person's birth date? That might be helpful.
I do. His name is Mark, and his birth date is 8/7/65.
And weren't you just talking about a Mark to a previous caller?
But did I mention
thing.
Mark?
Yeah,
I did to a previous caller. You were
You did, and he does. Yeah, and he does do stocks. So I thought that was funny.
Oh,
he
does. It's him. Oh, who did I tell that to? Patricia?
Patricia.
It was
Patricia.
I think it was Patricia. Yeah.
That's
Patricia. You look for a mic. I already got the mark over here.
The perils of group readings.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That is very funny.
Maybe Patricia can still hope for that.
Yeah,
for that
I mean,
one.
That doesn't mean it's... I mean, there's still doublings of energy here.
What
so
happened?
He's a 36.9.
What happened?
Right?
What happened? I'll tell you what happened. This man's energy, you see, when you get into the second chakra, Linda, you get it also into the fear of intimacy and relationship. And so this man has an ultimate fear about physicality. There's something about his physicality that's affecting him. Of course, you know, there's a little bit of an age difference, 8 years. What is it, 8 years, 7 years?
It's 8 years. I'm just a very young 11/21/57.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. It's not the difference in your age is not disturbing me. It's not about that. What's disturbing me is that there's a certain mortality clause in his energy. See, because he's the younger of the two, and yet there's something about a fear that I'm getting from him about mortality. Does he have any obsessions, neuroses? Does he feel unstable in any way?
Yes, he does. He just had a job loss in the end of September, but he did get another job, but that required him to move to the Boston area, which is, you know, did put a little bit of a strain on things. And so, you know, he just would come on very, engaged, and then all of a sudden disappear, and just, we were, be supposed to get together. He would hurt his back. I mean, it was just like, oh, my God, it's nuts.
It's nuts, but in the karmic element, what happens is that some people, men and women included, of course, they don't have a backbone. They don't have a backbone. They can't sustain an authentic relationship because ultimately it's too straining on them. And what they do is they involve their environmental factors in how to excuse themselves from a relationship that should otherwise be growing and sustaining itself. You both are the same master numbers, and there's a beauty in that design. But behold that the attitude of his strength is reduced to a certain sexual energy that amounts to that he wants immediate satisfaction, and he doesn't want to work hard anymore. So what he does is he manifests all this pain in his body and all these excuses to sort of branch away from your energy. So you don't want somebody like that. It doesn't matter what the connection is. The connection can be sound in terms of karma and all that, but if you don't have somebody that you can count on and lean on, then it's for naught. And what you got to do, Linda, is let go of this. Move forward. Don't question anymore. It's over. The guy doesn't have the backbone to sustain the relationship because he can't handle it. It's too much for him, and he's involved too much in his ego. So that's where I think this is going. You, in turn, will have a new relationship. I think you're going to have a new relationship. So if I were you, I would let go of this mark in your attitude. Don't question anymore. Don't obsess over it. Move forward. And the way it dissolved was due to his lack of integrity.
All right, that's exactly right. And I already have someone else. His name is Bill.
His name is Bill. Good. Well, then there you go. You went from stocks
there
to Bill.
That's not good. I'd rather have stocks.
No, the dollar is going up.
Uh-huh. I was thinking in a different term.
Oh.
Bills as in owing money rather than bills
no.
as in
bills
hard
as dollar
bill. Cash.
It's a sounder bill. You go. So good luck.
Good luck, Linda.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
You're welcome.
Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year, Linda. Sorry, I cut her off early, but Happy New Year to Linda and everybody. All right. 267 is our next.
Oh, we have one more?
Hello there.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I don't know. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Blair.
Hi, Blair. B-L-A-I-R?
Yep, correct.
Okay, and your birth date and location, Blair?
It's 8/20/1985. I'm in New York.
8/20. I've got no room to write here. 85. All right. Okay, 33/6. What's your question?
Okay, I was just wondering where my relationship with Johnny is headed in the upcoming months, because right now it seems kind of like inconsistent. So I was wondering where it's going.
All right. Do you have his birth date quickly, Blair?
Yes. Yes, March 25th, 1988.
All right.
March 25th.
Yeah, 10, 20, he's a 36-9, right?
Yeah.
All right, 36-9 and a 6.
Well, you have
interesting.
There's a 3, a 3 mark energy difference. You're a 6 in numerical terms, and he's a 9 in master number.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference of 3. But your karmic energies of 33 and 36 kind of correspond, which is kind of interesting. You know what? I don't know, Blair. I'm getting another another party in here. I'm getting another female.
Okay.
In your relationship with, when your relationship with him, has there been any difficulties with other females?
Yeah. There's a girl, I feel like it's in the, her name's Shaya. I don't know her birthday or anything like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Well, that's, you know, I think that when you're in love with somebody and then that, there's a process of that person being torn with somebody else, not only there are karmic elements to consider, but there's also free choice, free will. And,
right.
you know, you want to be with somebody that's going to be consistent, that is transparent, that's open, that's devoted, that isn't tempted by other people, and that remains connected to you. You know,
mm-hmm.
somebody authentic that doesn't always look on the other side of the fence for what else is going on.
Right.
So I would say, Blair, that if you want to cut to the chase, drop this guy and don't worry about him anymore and start looking for somebody new, somebody, you know, somebody that you could really put a little bit more trust in. Because, I mean, I'm all for people redesigning their life and rediscovering one another in the face of trouble and turmoil and division. But at the same time, I'm also a psychic that reads the energy levels and have to make quick assessments as to what how to give advice to people. And I think in this case, it would be better for you to go forward and move on. And who broke their leg? Did anybody break their leg or was on crutches in the last 3 years?
No, not that I know of, no.
Yeah, well, then you keep that handy. Keep that under your hat because the topic's going to come up. Maybe you're going to talk to somebody. Maybe somebody around you is coming into your field of vision that will talk about a leg injury or somebody got hurt. Something like that is going to happen. Well, you know what? That's just a sign that it's a validation. It's nothing to worry about. It's just a little sign that you're going to be finding somebody else. And that person won't have a problem with their leg. It's just a sign leading up to it.
Okay.
Okay, Blair, thanks for your call.
All right, thank you.
All right. We have one more caller. Do you want to take them for a brief reading, Neil?
Okay,
one left. 347, are you there?
Hi, hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Latima.
How do you spell your name?
Latima.
Oh, Latima, okay. Very straightforward. What's your birth date and location?
My location is New York.
New York?
Yeah, I'm in Queens, New York.
Okay, and your birthday?
My birthday is 7/16.
And the year?
92.
92. Okay, what's your question?
Your
baby in the
back. Yeah, that's my baby. I got a bad relationship with my kid's father. And I'm trying to, like, you know, get over it. It plays in my head over and over and over. But I'm trying my best, like, you know, to forget about the negative stuff. I want to know, do you see me, like, ever moving forward and somebody else new coming into my life?
Well, yeah. I mean, I see it on one level, psychic. And then on another level of free choice and free will, I even see energy there. So it's not that you need to ask the question as you need to take charge of your life. So taking charge of your life. I mean, you know, if you have this burden of a bad relationship with a husband/father figure that is just not happening, and you know, for you to try to keep something fixed that's broken.
Yeah.
And it's not working, and then to linger on that is not the best news. So do I see someone coming into your world, given your history, what you have surrounding you, your child, a bad marriage? Do I see somebody coming into your world that will love you and work through that? Yes, but I see that. But the problem is what we have to do in terms of your psyche is develop it to such an extent that you just don't attach to somebody who wants a free ride, if you know what I mean. You know, all the goods and not taking any responsibility. So what we want to do with you is move that energy to a higher place, to where that the man that comes into your world is just not there to enjoy himself. He's there to be committed. And so that's what I see that. I see that actually. The guy has a soft connection to the church. So there's some consciousness about going to church with him and having some sense of higher purpose. And he really wants to take care of you. So, but I do think he's linked somewhat to the church.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Anybody who's trying to come forward to me, I just like, you know, shut them down. So if someone comes to me, I don't, can you explain how he would look and anything? No?
A what?
Appearance?
I said, can you explain?
His appearance.
He's going to have two eyes, a nose, two ears, and he'll be well equipped, okay? You know, don't worry about appearance right now. That question's kind of silly. What you want to worry about is character and integrity.
Those are going to be the landmarks rather than, you know, he's got green eyes and brown hair.
Yeah. I don't want to get into silly pattern. It's like a comic book. There's something deeper going on that you need to pay attention to. Look for the character. Look for the character. And look for the fact that he has some soft connection to the church, at least some connection, and that he's conscious of commitment.
Okay.
Okay.
You were our last caller, and we're actually over time today, so we did take your call, but you can connect back to us on another show. You're very welcome, and Happy New Year to you. Let us know how things transpire, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, take care. All right, everyone, we're back on the air on Wednesday. We're actually trying a new schedule next year, Wednesday and Friday. We don't know if that's going to stick or not. Yeah, we've discussed it, but you don't remember. I'll remind you again. I'm sure you'll forget by next week. No, we are back on the air on Wednesday and Friday starting January 6th. So it will be a while till we have a show again, but we are looking forward to seeing and hearing from you all in the coming year, everybody. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.